The spokesperson for the Rawlingses, Kofi Adams, says the camp of the former First Lady will this week hold a press conference to come out with evidence suggesting that the recently held Delegates Congress of the party was not free and fair. He said the Konedu camp will give a vivid account challenging the credibility of the elections. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng.
As a result of indication that we want to have a press conference, somebody asked why the press conference. And I said the press conference is intended to elaborate and state case by case the unfairness in the organization of the NDC Congress. And when on Wednesday we meet you, the press people, the campaign team will prove case by case, event by event, how unfair the organization of the Congress was. I don't think I have the pleasure or the direction of the campaign team to state any details beyond communicating that the Congress process was unfair.
Spokesperson for the Rawlingses, Kofi Adams, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwarteng. The spokesperson for Geta Tamil's endorsed game, Barbara Samoa, says considering the level playing field created for both parties in the flag bearership contest of the NDC, it will be wrong for any group to challenge the credibility of their results. She said, though game will continue to support the re-election bid of President Mills in the 2012 elections, the responsibility for organizing the 2012 campaign of the party lies with its leadership. She spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng.
We are very, very grateful to all the media people that came to the Congress, especially GTV, TV3 and Metro TV for carrying the whole process live on television, so that if anybody says that there was no free and fair election, the whole of Ghana, anybody who wanted to see what was going on in Sinyani, watched the whole process right from the morning, the opening ceremony, through to the evening where the votes were counted and declared. The whole process was in the full clear view of all the various media houses that were there. And so they speak for us. I don't know what he means if he says the election was not free and fair. But so far as we are concerned, we are very happy with the way the process went. It was so transparent. There was nothing that was not free and fair about the election. And so once he has lost elections, you don't expect him to, especially looking at what went on before the election. They had told everybody that even though delegates told them that they were not even ready to meet them, they were still insisting that somebody was preventing delegates from meeting them and that the delegates were meeting them in the night. So the delegates were coming to Sinyani to vote for them because as for the polling booth, nobody could go there with the delegates. So the delegates have come and they have spoken very clear and loud. Don't know where the issue is.
Do you think the limited nature of the electoral college may have favored President Mills, considering the fact that most of the delegates were his appointees?
If you talk about the electoral college, that is the electoral college that went to Tamales to vote in the Congress in Tamales early last year. That was the same electoral college that went to Tamale to vote. Madam had the highest vote for the vice president race. So I don't know what they are talking about today. It is simply that, as we were already saying, that we think that at this particular point in time, Professor Mills was the best person to lead NDC into the 2012 election.
Don't you think if the electoral college had been expanded, it could have changed the outcome of the results?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that it couldn't have been for this particular special Congress because there was nothing anybody could do about the Electoral College since we had already returned from Congress and we did not amend our constitution to expand the Electoral College. So when Madam was coming into the contest, she knew of the composition of the Electoral College and she was sure of winning. So I don't know how the issue of the Electoral College comes in now, because before she even picked her nomination form, she knew those, the composition of the Electoral College. She knew those who were going to vote. And she knew that majority of them, they were saying that even some of the government appointees were going to vote for them.
So what happens to game after the elections?
Now that we have gotten Professor Mills endorsed, NDC has a flag bearer, so the main campaign will be taken over by the party. But as we have already said, game has to ensure that every election that Professor Mills contests comes out victoriously.
Spokesperson for Geta Tamil's endorsed game, Barbara Samoa, talking to Ibrahim Kwarteng.